show you some shiny tricks, he said. Come along, we'll get our kicks, he said. Land ho, shiny tricks. Land ho, for me.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Well, reflect all in what is so. Looking back at the blood you have spilled, it's evil and a production of fear. You need to resign with the force of it dies, the touch for the dying. It is a good thing, cover it, what is real. Bearded blood, a blood face, a best friend was. Hey, can you feel it like? The touch of fire that they brought will be on the floor. Look at me, look at you, can you see? Hey, can you feel it like? The first of all that they brought will be on the floor. Look at me, look at you, can you see? Let's talk about this here.
Oh, 消えてみる。 get off.
Thank you.
This is J-Pop versus Metal, your home for experimental pain, incomprehensible lyrics, unknown motives, questionable concepts, unreliable narration, convoluted arrangements, all that stuff. I'm your tour guide, Jim Haku, to this, the realm of eternal midnight. Now, some of you out there in listener land have noted that, the background noises with the birds chirping and cars driving by and honking and that sort of stuff, it's kind of shattering the illusion, the carefully constructed illusion of the realm of eternal midnight. And you know what? That's your problem. You brought some kind of preconceived notion to what a realm of eternal midnight is. I just live here. All right, I don't have a whole lot to expound upon this time, I don't think. So why don't I tell you what you heard today? Shown a Knife at the top of the set, Burning Farm, 1992. Shout out to WDBK 91.5. Camden County College, because I totally forgot what station it was. You have to be driving past the college almost to pick up the station. And actually, Shonen Life played at that college. I don't think the radio station had anything to do with it. It was a good show there in the auditorium, though. That was a few years ago now. I reviewed it on the blog, jimhaku.com/blog. I think I'm gonna post over there. Gonna start posting over there again. Slater Kinney after that. The Fox from 2005. Shocking Dave Fridman production. They do not have too many songs that cross over into what I would consider the metal realm, but that is, well, maybe they got two on that, maybe two or three on that record. Played that song because it's hard as fuck, and Janet Weiss, drummer, fantastic drummer, one of the greatest drummers of all time, is leaving the group because I guess they're going more in a pop direction. I don't know. Slater Kinney, great band. They didn't start with her. She's not an original member. Early stuff is pretty raw Riot Girl stuff. Not big on a steady beat. It's kind of a little bit chaotic. And then she came on board, and that is some crazy, that is a good fucking run right there of some great records. But they're not metal. And that dog is a big fan of Slater Kinney. I just have a feeling. I don't know for sure. Meg after that. Stand from the Beautiful record entitled Beautiful. In all caps, of course. All caps. Everything caps. 2009. Produced by the Beautiful. Yasutaka Nakata. He's Beautiful. He's a great producer, I know that. After Forever was after that. De-Energized from 2007, the self-titled record, which was the last record. I think I played something from that record before, and I said that was their first record. It's not their first record, it was their last one. But they self-titled the last record. Unusual move. Not what most people do. But they do their own thing, obviously. And that is featuring, mostly, Floor Jansen on vocals, who is the current singer of Nightwish. You knew that already. Burger Kill after that, from Indonesia. Superficial, from the Adamantine record, 2018. not really related, but I posted something about the on the Facebook page about the Wolverine game Adamantine Rage. Adamantine, it's not, I believe this record is called Adamantine. Excuse me. Adamantium is the metal that Wolverine's skeleton is made of. It's really unrelated, but it had to do with grime, because I had posted about Utada Hikaru working with Javon, the grime producer, and saying he's trying to do some late 90s style grime. And I posted that article, but within the article, it goes into the history of grime, which started in the early 2000s, so there was no late 90s grime. I think the confusion is calling any hip-hop from the UK grime when it's really a specific style of hip-hop. I guess I'm not an expert on UK hip-hop, but I'm sure it existed before it became grime. I personally think it's a coincidence that that Wolverine song, the Wolverine from this Wolverine game, actually sounds like a grime song. It doesn't really, the article does not conclusively prove that it influenced. It's an obscure game. I don't know. I guess maybe one person was influenced by it, and then the other people were influenced by that person. That seems more likely. I don't know. Interesting. Baseball Bear after that. Tome Nijurokuji. Which I have a download of that translates that literally to transparent 26 o'clock. Now, 26 o'clock would actually be 2 a.m. It's not a common thing. I asked some Japanese people if that is a common way to refer to the early morning hours, and apparently it's not, but some people do it. But I don't know, that translation is not great, I don't think, just because there's no particle there that would make tome an adjective. I don't know what it means, but it's the B-side to the single Dramatic from 2007. It's a good song. Oxbow after that. Letter of Note from 2017's Thin Black Duke. Most people, perhaps you, would not call that metal. I didn't say that. You can tell them. You can tell Eugene Robinson that he's not metal. You can do that. I'm not going to do that. I actually found out about the podcast Death Metal Dads when he was a guest. That's how I found out about it. It's a good podcast. They're not making new episodes, but you should listen to all the episodes because they're very good. I saved some of them on my phone to listen to in times of trouble, which are many lately, and it's a good podcast. They stopped making it. Canon Wakashima after that. Suna no Oshiro, 2008 single. Means sandcastle, and I'm pretty sure I downloaded that from Here Japan or Japan Files, one of those sites that doesn't exist anymore. It is from an album. Did I miss this? I missed the whole thing here. I definitely missed the whole thing here. Meg After Forever. Burger Kill, Baseball Bear, Oxbow. What happened to Ami Suzuki? I played the song Bitter by Ami Suzuki somewhere in there, from the Dolce album. And there is a playlist that you can refer to. It should come up right on your device. It should come up, and it will tell you. What, J-pop? Wait, hold on. Here we go. And this is where we run into the problem. This is a podcast where I play a J-pop song, and I play a metal song, and I play a J-pop song, and a metal song, and it goes on like that. And then I try to tell you the list of the songs, and somewhere in there I have a nervous breakdown or some kind of identity crisis. And it's not something that is staged, it's something I really experience. And this is it. I thought I had everything squared away today, but apparently not. I think I played Torch after that. King Beef. From the Split with Boris. Split single with Boris. Chapter Ahead of Being Fake. Whatever that means. And I downloaded that from another service that doesn't exist anymore. Because I just looked it up and it's like a very expensive single to buy. You can only get it, you have to buy the vinyl. I know I downloaded that for, that's a legit download. I know that. Like, it doesn't matter. Sensei after that. The number 1000 S-A-Y, Sensei. Future Drama from 2009's Microwave Heartbeat. And we ended with Judas Priest, One for the Road, from Rockarola 1974, the first album, which they apparently don't really give a shit about. I like the album. I bought the CD, very nicely. It's nicely packaged CD. Came out from Entertainment One, this label that it's not really a record label. It's just these people that kind of buy rights to stuff and then put it out. I guess they also do TV shows and stuff. They just buy old stuff. They buy the rights to old stuff, and apparently no one gave a shit about the rights to this album, so Entertainment One just scooped it up and put it out. Like, good for them, I guess. It's weird that it's not coming out on a regular record label. Whatever, it's a nice proto-metal, back when Rob Halford had his long hair. Early days, fun times. If you celebrate the Pride thing, whatever, I guess that already happened. Good for you, I guess. That's fine. Whatever works for you. Can I fuck this up at the end? Can I fuck it up at the end? I can't believe what happened with this. Mami Suzuki, where are you? Why do I do this? Why do I do it at all? Really, why do I do it at all? Is the question. That's the real question. Is there anyone out there? See, the thing is, I made a show so specific that only people exactly like me listen, I guess, and I'm perfectly comfortable with never directly contacting the podcast that I listen to. I'm totally fine with it. So I guess I'm reaching people who are like me out there. So just know that it's okay. Well, many things are not okay, but whatever. Don't worry about that. I'm not worried about it. You don't have to worry about me. You're not already not worried about me. Although sometimes, like, I have friends that, like, I won't hear from them for a long time, and then I'll talk to them. And they're like, "Oh, I was worried about you a couple weeks ago." Like, why are you telling me? You could have called me then. I was just sitting around doing nothing. What does that do? I was worried about you 2 weeks ago. I don't know. That's my friends. That's my real life friends. So I don't know. I have a low standard. That's what I'm saying. So I will see you next week. I won't talk to you, probably. It's most likely we will not ever contact each other in any way. But what can you do? Shogunai.